Sentimental Education by Gustave Flaubert. Read by Michael Maloney. Part 1. Chapter 1. On the 15th of September 1840, at 6 o'clock in the morning, the Ville de Montereau was lying alongside the Quai Saint Bernard, ready to sail, with clouds of smoke pouring from its funnel. People came hurrying up, out of breath. Barrels, ropes, and baskets of washing lay about in everybody's way. The sailors ignored all inquiries. People bumped into one another. The pile of baggage between the two paddle wheels grew higher and higher, and the din merged into the hissing of the steam, which, escaping through some iron plates, wrapped the whole scene in a whitish mist, while the bell in the bows went on clanging incessantly. At last, the boat moved off, and the two banks, lined with warehouses, yards, and factories, slipped past like two wide ribbons being unwound. A long-haired man of 18, holding a sketchbook under his arm, stood motionless beside the tiller. He gazed through the mist at spires and buildings whose names he did not know, and took a last look at the Ile Saint-Louis, the Cité, and Notre-Dame, and soon, as Paris was lost to view, he heaved a deep sigh. Monsieur Frédéric Moreau, who had just matriculated, was returning to Nogent-sur-Seine, where he would have to hang about for 2 months before going to read for the bar. His mother had sent him to Le Havre, giving him just enough money for the journey, to see an uncle who she hoped would leave his fortune to her son. He had returned to Paris only the previous day, and he was making up for the impossibility of staying in the capital by taking the longest route home. The noise began to die down. The passengers had all taken their places.